Oh, snap! It's another Snap Review from the Family Gamers.
It's a Snap Review. So this week, Jetpack Joyride.
So this is a game that is a partnership between Half Brick Studios, which has created the Jetpack Joyride Endless Runner video game,
mm-hmm.
and Lucky Duck Games, who is bringing it to Board Game Land.
Right. It is on Kickstarter right now, and I'm not going to bury it. We funded it. I mean, we
are buying our own copy on Kickstarter, and you should check it out. And we're going to tell you why right now.
Right.
So, amazingly, this board game translates that frantic feel of an endless runner remarkably well into a tile-laying puzzle game.
So, there's a series of lab tiles, which have sort of a grid overlaid on them. And you have four of them that you set in front of you, and they're double-sided, so there's a good amount of variety. And so each player sets four of these in front of them, and then there's all these, the polyominoes. So you think about polyominoes, those are the things from, like, Patchwork or Baron Park or whatever. They could be L-shapes or cross-shapes or little straight lines or whatever. In a pile in the middle, just like Galaxy Trucker.
Yep. In this case, the polyominoes, each one has five squares in some shape, and they are a translucent yellow.
Right, and that's actually super important.
Yes.
So in Jetpack Joyride, the game, like the video game, you are kind of flying all over the screen, trying to avoid lasers, picking up coins. Maybe you're getting, there's like a bouncy thing that you're trying to get sometimes. I don't
know. Well, and there's various achievements for running along the floor, or
high-fiving
scientists, or brushing your head against the ceiling, or things like that.
Right.
So all of that is preserved in this game. The idea is you are laying polyominoes along your lab tiles to create your path.
Right. So you're starting.
Barry Steak Fries is going to fly through.
So you actually start on the left side, and you have to have, I think, one square hanging off the left lab tile, which indicates where you started. As you are laying these polyominoes down, you have to have the last box, last square, connect to the first square of the next polyomino that you lay down. You're kind of navigating all the way through these labs, and you're trying to be the first one to have one of your polyominoes hang off the right edge of your fourth lab tile.
Yes. While you do that, you are trying to cover up coins with the polyominoes, mm-hmm. while also avoiding all of the obstacles within the lab.
Right.
Once you have completed one round, then these fun little gadgets also become available.
Right.
And the gadgets will give you bonuses based on different requirements.
Right. And they really do a fantastic job. And this is one of those things that really makes it feel like the video game.
Yes.
Where they have three of these random goals that will come out, and it'll say things like, rub your head against the ceiling for five squares.
Yes.
And you have to have, lay your path out so that you're up against the ceiling for five squares.
Not necessarily in a row, but somewhere within
the goals.
Somewhere within the
right. A certain number of coins in a single lab tile, or don't get any coins.
Avoid all of the coins within a lab tile,
etc.
Yeah.
And then these bonuses that you get, these bonus gadgets, are things like you don't actually have to fly over a coin, you just have to fly adjacent to a coin.
Yep.
And think different things like that
or
can
you
have
get
a really profound effect on your score.
Or you can fly right through missiles and it doesn't matter. Or some of them give you bonus points of, every time that you come up from the floor, you get a bonus.
Right.
Or come down from the ceiling, you get a bonus.
Right.
Things like that.
And, those things, some of those things, I don't think any of them are, really game-breaking, but what they absolutely do is make it feel like the video game. Because all of these things are things that happen in the game.
They do, and they change up your strategy every time that you play.
Yep.
Which gives this game a lot more variability, which is
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm.
There is a solo mode. For those who are interested.
Which you've tried.
I have tried out the solo mode. In the solo mode, you start with a set number of the polyominoes, and you still play three rounds by yourself, still laying out missions, still getting gadgets after each mission, or after each round. But at the end of every round, all of the polyominoes you use get dumped back in the box. So you have fewer and fewer and fewer to pick from each round. While still trying to complete your missions and everything else.
Right.
Every time I have played so far, I have not made it to the end of the lab run in my last round. But I have figured out how to start improving my score. So I went from absolute worst category of score to like mediocre.
Okay.
So sure. I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'll probably keep trying that and see if I can do better.
Yeah. So that is Jetpack Joyride, the board game. I'm not going to tell you to go fund the game, but I am going to tell you that it is excellent. It is a ton of fun.
It's fast.
It's fast.
It's simple without being easy.
Mm-hmm.
And
we funded it.
And we did. I think it would make a great filler game.
Totally. 100% agree with you.
We give Jetpack Joyride 4 stars out of 5.
Check it out at thefamilygamers.com. And that is Jetpack Joyride
in a snap.